743 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Pedro Gibert and others. Think Ruiz had on a blue jacket and cap when he came on board. He told his comrades to get something. The pirates hailed us in good English, though I could understand them readily. Their language had a rather foreign accent. I first saw the men on the deck of the Mexican, and saw them afterwards in jail. I first recognized Ruiz the day he was brought up here, but mentioned it to no one. I do not feel any resentment against Ruiz more than the rest. Benjamin Daniels testified, I was one of the crew of the Mexican when she was boarded. I have seen some of the pirates since. I saw them in this courthouse yesterday, and at a previous examination. The witness here pointed out Ruiz. I can't tell in what part of our vessel I saw him, but I saw him several times and am sure Ruiz is the man. He came on board in our boat with the first party. Upon cross-examination, Daniel stated, I feel sure that man was one of those who robbed the Mexican. I saw a man among them called the boatswain. I can't recollect how he was dressed, except that he had a dark jacket. I do not know what sort of nose the boatswain had, but he had whiskers. I cannot tell what dress Ruiz wore or whereabouts in the brig I saw him. He was driving us around the deck with the others. Two of the pirates remained on deck, and three remained below. I was much frightened and flustered, but I feel confident, nevertheless, that Ruiz was one of the men who boarded us. I am aware that his life depends on the result of this trial. Thomas Charles Henry Ridgely, colored, testified, I was the cook on board the Mexican when she was robbed. I think I have seen two of the men since who committed the robbery. I was lying along some spars in such a position that I could see all who came on board. The pirates did not disturb me at first. The witness here pointed out the black cook of the Panda, Antonio Ferrer, and Manuel Boyga, as the individuals he recognized. Ferrer was on board the schooner, and Boyga came in the boat to the Mexican. Ferrer was on the top gallant yard of the schooner, which was sometimes very near to the Mexican, not further from her than the distance from one side of the court to the other. The schooner sometimes came so near the brig that I could see the tattooing on Ferrer's face. John Lewis, colored, testified, I was the steward of the Mexican and have seen some of the pirates since the robbery. The witness here went up to Ruiz, the carpenter, laid his hand upon his shoulder and said, This is one of them. Ruiz beat me on the half-deck with an oaken baton because I would not show him where the money was. Upon cross-examination, Lewis stated, If I should see any of the others, I don't think I would know them, probably might know the boatswain. Joseph Perez testified, I was one of the crew of the Panda at the time the robbery was committed on board the Mexican. I have turned state's evidence. Previously to being placed on the stand, he was informed by the court that if he told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, he would not himself be proceeded against, but that if he spoke in any respect falsely, he would face consequences.